Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start in chapter 1. Hazrat Hussein Mansur Hallaj Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Hussein Mansur Hallaj Rahmatullahi was the murid of Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatullahi. He was an enigma. That was a very, very puzzling and confusing buzruk. So much confusion there is regarding Hazrat Mansur Hallaj Rahmatullahi, that even great mashayikh of the time and afterwards also branded him as a heretic or as a zindiq. Called him a zindiq. Zindiq is a kafir. There are different types of kafir, but the effect at the end is the same. They are kafir. For example, we have one type of kafir, it's called a munafiq. Munafiq is such a kafir, that he knows that he is a kafir. In his heart, he conceals his kufr, and he proclaims himself to be a Muslim in order to deceive the community, or deceive the Muslim. But he understands that he is not a Muslim. That's a munafiq, is a kafir. Then you make another kafir, is a mushrik. One, he worships idols, or associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. So he's also a kafir. Then you have a type of kafir, like the Yahud and the Nasara. They reject Rasulullah Sallam, they reject the deen. They pronounce themselves to be non-Muslim as kufar. So they are kafir. A zindi is a person who professes to be a Muslim. He calls himself a Muslim, and he understands himself to be a Muslim. In his heart, he believes himself to be a Muslim, but in reality, he is a kafir. In which way? He interprets or misinterprets the ahkam of the Sharia, the ayat of the Quran, and the ahadith. How he interprets it? To suit his fancies, his own ideas, and his own opinion, and it brings about change in the meanings of the ahkam as these have been transmitted over the centuries from the Sahaba to us. For example, he believes that Jannat and Jahannam, he says he accepts Jannat and Jahannam, but they are not physical abodes. They are spiritual states, they are not physical abodes. Where Jannat and Jahannam has been created already, and the Quran and Hadith are full of the description of Jannat and Jahannam, and the meaning of Jannat and Jahannam as described to us and as believed by the Sahaba and the entire Ummah is that these are physical abodes which have already been created. Some again believe that the Mi'raj of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a spiritual experience. It was not a physical ascension. Such a person is a zindiq. And the majority of the people, especially in an age like this, are of that type of kafir, zindiqs. They come to masjid, they perform salat, they fast, they give both hajj, give zakat, but they have queer funny beliefs. That is Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala, he said, سيأتي الناس زمان يستمعون في مساجدهم ويصلون. Time will come when the people will gather in the masajid, fill the masajid, and they will perform salat. وليس في مؤمن, but among them there we will find a mu'min. So the time, we are reaching such times where you will not find a single mu'min. They will all be kafir, kufar of the zindiq category. So Mansur al-Hallaj Rahmatullahi, by even the mashayikh and sufi also, had branded him as a zindiq. But they were very, very senior awliya of the time who understood him. And they said, no, he's a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. He's a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. So if he was not a buzruk, not a wali, then these great mashayikh, some of them would not have accepted him. But many of them could not understand. Many of his statements are border on kufr and even kufr. For that, we cannot narrate what everything she has said because people cannot understand. Another Buzhruk was Ibn Arabi, Rahmatullah Ali. He was such a very great Buzhruk. When the Awliya of the Tabi had branded him as a Zindiq, but when he died and they came to report him, then they said, Master Waliullah, great Wali of Allah died. Now, because people would go astray, would not understand the statement. In fact, Ibn Arabi, Rahmatullah Ali, said that in one kitab, he wrote one kitab, it's extremely difficult. The great ulama also could not understand it. Could say many statements of his. So he told them, you can take this kitab of mine and open it up and put it on top of the Kaaba Sharif for 1 year. Put it open, let it be exposed to the weather, rain, wind, heat. And after 1 year, you bring it down. If you see there's a one change anywhere in the words, if it's not exactly as it was when you put it there, then you say this kitab is false. So that's what he said. And he found it was exactly the same. And then he said also, everyone should not read my kitab, he would say all of them. You know, you don't understand it. So Mansur al-Halaq, rahmatullah, he was such a person, very puzzling and mysterious, and his statements also, many people, and Awliya also, could not understand it. Hazrat Junaid rahmatullah ke paas aaye. Junaid rahmatullah ne aapko khalwat aur sukoon ki taaleem farmayi. When he came to Hazrat Junaid rahmatullah to become his murid, then Hazrat Junaid rahmatullah summed him up. They summed him up and he understood what type of person Mansur was. So he advised him, he told him, you must go into khalwat, in solitude. In solitude and maintain silence. Don't speak anything, just go into seclusion. Chand muddat aapki sohbat mein tere phir qasd makaka karke nikle. But he stayed for a while in the company of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhim, and then he decided he wanted to go to Makkah. And he said, and he made arrangements to leave for Makkah. ایک جماعت کے ساتھ بغداد میں آئے اور مکہ میں سال بھر مجاور رہے پھر صوفیوں کی ایک جماعت کے پاس کے ساتھ بغداد میں آئے اور جنید رحمہ اللہ سے ایک مسئلہ پوچھا ہوں ہی وینٹ ٹو مکہ اینڈ دین ہی سٹیڈ فار ا ایئر دیر اینڈ دین ہی کیم وتھ ا گروپ اف صوفیز اٹس ا صوفیا ہی کیم بیک ٹو حضرت جنید بغداد رحمتہ اللہ اینڈ ہی آسکڈ ہیم ون مسئلہ. This Muslim was very intricate, and Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi thought it's not advisable to answer him on this issue. People will go astray, they won't understand. Jawab na diya aur farmaya kareeb hai ke tu lakri ka sar sur karega, yani suli chahega. He did not, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi did not give him a reply, but he told him that soon you will die. The Gibbet is a place where you should hang people. You will dye that pole red with your blood. In other words, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi foresaw. Thus, he, the way Mansur is speaking and the things he is speaking, they are going to arrest him and he will be charged for kufr and he will be executed. So he warned him. He said that soon you will die that gibbet red with your blood. Hussein Mansur rahmatullahi ne kaha, jis roz main suli charunga us roz aap bhi ahle zahir ka libas pehnega. Immediately Qas came to him, to Mansur. He said, the day I will be executed, I'll be hanged. On that day, you will don the clothing, the thing of the ordinary people. In those days, the Sufis had a special form of made of jupa of wool, very simple jupa. They would wear it, was their style of wearing. So he said, "That one, you will, the day that I will be hung and executed, you will remove your garments of the Sufis. Now you will don the garments of the people of Zahir, people of the dunya. You will don that." Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullahi, who was the contemporary of Hazrat Mansur, the two of them, both were murids of Hazrat Junayd Rahmatullahi. He also, the day when Hazrat Mansur was arrested for uttering kufr, uttered anul haq, then I am Allah. And he continued uttering this. And Shibli Rahmatullahi, he also uttered this. So both of them were arrested and brought from the Qazi. The Qazi found that Shibli Rahmatullahi was insane at the time when he uttered this and he quoted him. But he found that Mansur was in his senses. And for that reason, he sentenced him to death to be executed. نقل ہے کہ اس وقت کے تمام علماء ظاہر نے فتویٰ دیا کہ منصور واجب القتل ہے اور جنید احمد صوفیوں کے لباس میں تھے. They said all the علماء of the, when the قاضی pronounced the sentence, the علماء, ظاہر means the علماء, they also endorsed that fatwa. And they say, yes, واجب القتل. In other words, he must be executed before uttering the statements of kufr. And at that time, Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi was in his khanqah. He was in his khanqah and he was dressed as normal as a Sufi. Khalifa ne kaha, Junayd ke dastakhat farma zarur chahiye. The Khalifa said, no, before we can execute him, we must have the signature of Junayd also, of the Junayd also. Not a simple method to execute this Mahadha Mansur. You mean require this to them? Signature of his Sheikh also, of this great Sufi also. The signatures of all the ulama is not sufficient. This is the Khalifa said. Khan Junayd Ahmadullah Khan ka se utkar madrasa ko gaye, libas ulama ka pehen ke is tarah fatwa par tahreer farmaya ke nahnu nahkumu bi zahir, yani zahir hal par wo laik qatl hain. So when the request came to him, he got out from his khanqah, he went out, and he went to the madrasa with the ulama, and he donned the garment of the ulama. The ulama, they had their own type of garment. He put that garment on, he removed his cloak of the Sufis. And he went and he said, and he signed that fatwa, and he said, that this hukum which we give, it is on the zahir, it's on the apparent, that what he has said, on that basis I am issuing the fatwa. Or fatwa zahir pray, and the fatwa is given on the facts as it appears, as it is apparent. Batin ka hal haq ta'ala khub janta hai, but the batin, the spiritual side, what's in the heart, only that is known only unto Allah Ta'ala, and we are tied by the Sharia. What the Sharia said, this is the way we have to issue a fatwa and act accordingly. So what is in his heart is something else. Yes, Hazrat Maulana Gongoi, Rashid Ahmad Gongoi, once addressing the ulama in Deoband, he said that on the day of Qiyamah, you will see many people, such people on whom you, O ulama, had given the fatwa of kufr, that they are kafir, you will see them in Jannah. But, he said, don't stop issuing your fatwas of kufr, because to protect the deen, it is necessary. When a person, he utters kufr, and he's a zindiq, and he does not, and he constitutes a danger for the iman of the masses, then it is necessary to issue a fatwa of kufr. because this is our duty, is to safeguard the deen and the sharia of Allah Ta'ala and leave what is in his heart, that is between him and Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will decide the issue on the day of Qiyamah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Well, to say a person is indeed, does it have to be that only one something that he's saying, or is generally whatever he is saying?
No, even on one sin, if he does not retract, he becomes a zindiq, yeah, a kufr, it's a state of kufr. Immediately, his iman is cancelled and his nikah also comes to an end. On the one, he has to renew his iman and his nikah. He has to renew that thing. And he must be forewarned, or Allah should warn him that if you are not going to renew your iman and stop this, you will be publicly branded now as a kafir, as a zindiq, that thing.
And if it is in a personal matter or generally that affects the public?
If it's a personal matter,
yeah.
Then they don't, the ulama don't issue a fatwa of kufr. Although it's kufr, you have to tell him privately, okay, you renew your nikah. But since it doesn't affect the people, the public, it's a private kufr, either, so there's no need now to publicize it. Further, you'll find that they'll say, this state, this is kufr, and this is kufr, without branding the person, unless that person constitutes a danger now for the masses, start now giving bayans and talking, and propagating that kufr. Now there's a need now to bring them now.